insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump saying making plans to add a space force to the U.S. military
is not only a matter of national identity, but a matter of national security.
The president speaking during a meeting yesterday at the White House of the National Space Council, saying he has ordered the Pentagon
to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a space force as the sixth branch of the armed forces.
Down here on Earth, President Trump is moving to hit China with yet more tariffs, ordering his trade office to look for $200 billion worth of products for additional tariffs at a rate of 10%, saying the new sanctions are aimed at, again, trying to get China to change what he sees as unfair trade practices. The Commerce Department saying housing starts in May came in at an annualized rate of 1.35 million, stronger than industry analysts had predicted. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In case you've been wondering, the Kilauea volcano is still erupting on Hawaii's Big Island. Lava that's been flowing now for more than a month has formed a massive river of 2,100-degree molten rock that is traveling to the sea. The lava's been getting hotter, causing it to flow much faster than those first eruptions in May. And hundreds of homes have now been destroyed, and volcanic fog containing dangerous acid is still a big threat in some areas. The city of Charleston, South Carolina, is considering issuing an apology for its role in slavery. The city council is today to discuss that proposal, which notes the city's past regulation and support of human bondage. The National Park Service claims that 40% of Africans sold as slaves in North America came through Charleston. Discussion of the proposal coming on what is known as Juneteenth, an annual holiday marking the final end of slavery in the United States in 1865. And last night was the MTV Movie and TV Awards, and Black Panther was the big winner, the film snagging four awards, including Best Movie. Black Panther also scored Best Hero, Best Villain, and Best Performance in a Movie. The big winner for TV was the Netflix series Stranger Things, which picked up Best Show, Best Performance in a Show, Best Musical Moment, and Most Frightened Performance. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Time is 10:05. It's time for Hunt and Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, it is 81 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, and there's a 20% chance of precipitation. Today is Juneteenth, June 19, 2018. Weather Underground says, partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a high near 85, winds north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear to partly cloudy and a low of 59, winds light and variable. For tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a high of 82, winds light and variable. Considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers and a low of 62 for tomorrow night. On the first day of June of summer, a few clouds early, otherwise mostly sunny, 84. Friday, sunshine and clouds mixed, 77. Saturday, a little bit of thunderstorms, rain and showers in the morning, numerous thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, 77 chance of rain, 90%. Sunshine and clouds mixed, and 84 on Sunday. Temperatures in the area, 81 in Raritan, 78 in Lebanon, 80 in Kingwood, 75 in Stockton, 77 in Asbury, 80 in Tewksbury, and 77 in Phillipsburg. That is Hunt and Chamber Radio weather. We'll be right back with more of Hunt and Chamber Radio's Tech Today. Just a moment.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunt and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Tech Today on Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamber.com, HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for business or personal use can pick the right solutions or hire folks to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments will include the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook, message me there. You can email me at goodmorning@huntandchamber.com. The phone number in the studio, 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside of the show, go to BluePantherBIZ.com. Well, welcome to another edition of Tech Today. And we're going to get you some information about technology. And we'll talk about the latest things that are on the news. Uh, All right. So let's see what we got. Latest things happening in the news are Amazon on TechCrunch is rolling out a hub delivery lockers to apartment buildings across the country. Brian Heater reports on TechCrunch 6 minutes ago that Hub by Amazon has been around for about a year now, and company introduced its package delivery lockers for apartment dwellers with little fanfare, as it no doubt worked out some of the kinks in the process. This morning, it seems the company is finally ready to officially announce the product as it begins rolling service out across the country. The whole thing isn't too different from what Amazon's offered for a while with its locker delivery locations. Here, however, the bins are located inside apartment buildings with access available through a keypad. The idea is to save people from having to wait for a delivery from building staff or adjust their hours so that they can be home to greet the delivery person. As a resident of an apartment building who regularly finds himself greeted with missed delivery slip and a long line at the local post office, it's an idea I can get behind. And honestly, I am not a huge fan of entrusting front door or car access to Amazon, or anyone else, for that matter. How well the whole thing will handle irregular size packages, on the other hand, is another question entirely. What's really interesting is this whole bit of news is that it's not an Amazon-only thing. The company says it will work with deliveries from any vendor. So why go to Amazon versus numerous other companies that offer similar services? No doubt the price is right on this one. Amazon's always done a great job undercutting the competition, and Hub will no doubt be any different. It's also providing 24-hour support for the system. The company says the service is already available to 500,000 residents, with thousands more gaining access into one every month. So there you have it. A locker now will be available to you in perhaps your apartment building. It'll be interesting to see how important it is to keep track of this and whether these individual lockers, are they individual lockers or are they just one big hole and a person having access can get in? It'll be interesting to see how that all works. It sounds to me like it's going to need to know that you have a package in there and that you can get the package out by providing a code. So wait for that. It'll be interesting to see what's happening. TechCrunch is also informing us that there's a gaming disorder, and it's officially recognized by the World Health Organization. Brian Heater says that we are apparently suffering from some type of a disease. Gaming disorder sounds like a phrase tossed around by irritated parents and significant others. After much back and forth, however, the term has just granted validity as the World Health Organization opted to include it in the latest edition of its internal classification of diseases. The volume out this week diagnoses the newly minted disorder with three key telltale signs: impaired control over gaming, onset, frequency, intensity, duration, termination, and context. Increasing priority given to gaming to the extent that gaming takes precedent over other life interests and daily activities. And continuation or escalation of gaming despite the occurrence of negative consequences. I can hear the collective sound of many of my friends gulping at the sound of early familiar symptoms. Of course, the disorder has been criticized from a number of corners, including health professionals who have written it off as being overly broad and subjective, and of course the potential impact greatly differs from person to person and game to game. The effects as specified above share common ground with other similar addictive activities defined by the WHO, including gambling disorder. Disorders due to addictive behaviors are recognizable and clinically significant syndromes associated with distress or interference with personal functions that develop as a result of repetitive, rewarding behaviors other than use of dependence-producing substances, writes the WHO. Disorders due addictive due to addictive behaviors include gambling disorder and gaming disorder, which may involve both online and offline behavior. In spite of what may appear to be universal symptoms, however, the organization is quick to note that the prevalence of gaming disorder, as defined by the WHO, is actively very low. WHO member Dr. Vladimir Poznak tells CNN, "Millions of gamers around the world, even when it comes to the intense gaming, would never qualify as people suffering from a gaming disorder." Phew. All right, we're going to see how this all plays out in the near future, now that it's coded as one of the diseases. We're at a break. We're going to take our first break of Tech Today. We'll be back with more of Tech Today right after these messages. Thanks for listening.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tech Today, and we're on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business, WHCR-DB, giving you insight into news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software to tell you all about technology and kind of demystify the world of technology that I see every day. Well, for those of you who are iPhone lovers, there's some new phone camera apps that Lance Whitney has reviewed on Engadget as part of Yahoo Finance. This came out on yesterday, as a matter of fact. You like snapping photos on your iPhone, but you find the default camera app limited to certain ways? Let's just stop there for a second. Some of you might be surprised that you actually can go out and get other camera apps. So many people are beholden to whatever is sitting on your phone and leave it at that. The world of apps in Android and iPhone is just replete with all sorts of options. Please go out and explore and try them out. You don't have to pay for them, or you can do at least trials, but some people are just not aware that you can actually get other apps to do the functions. So, yeah, there's plenty out there. Maybe you want more power and control over your photos you take. No problem. A variety of apps can beef up your phone's photo-taking skills. Camera Plus, too, offers a range of advanced and easily accessible manual controls. Pro Camera gives you several layers of controls and features, both for photos and videos. Halide provides a host of manual controls and settings that you can adjust and customize. Obscura 2 represents a range of advanced controls and a user-friendly package. And ProCam 5 is the ultimate camera app with more than enough features to satisfy even the most diehard photographer. At this point, you might be asking why you'd want to download more software when you can't just get your built-in and free iOS camera app. Third-party apps offer manual controls and advanced tools and features that you'd typically find in a dedicated digital SLR. You can manually adjust exposure and focus to override the automatic settings. You can fine-tune the exposure by setting the white balancing, tweaking the ISO number, and varying the shutter speed. Some apps provide our on-screen histogram, so you can better eyeball your exposure settings. You can line up your shots with grid lines and straighten them with a leveling feature. You can choose a specific image format, such as JPEG, TIFF, or RAW. You can tap into spatial shooting modes, including slow shutter speed, burst mode, and time lapse. Many apps go a few steps further by providing creative filters, cool frames, and detailed metadata on each shot. But why not just fine-tune your iPhone photos after the fact by using a proof editing app? That's always an option, but a dedicated camera app helps you control and perfect your photos as you snap them so you don't have to spend that time editing later on. Plus, certain mistakes and weaknesses in a photo can't easily be fixed in the editing room. Still, many camera apps include their own built-in editors if you need to tweak your photos after you've snapped them. The features and options offered by third-party camera apps vary depending on your model iPhone. This software can help you take advantage of the dual lenses found in the iPhone X, the iPhone 7 Plus, and the iPhone 8 Plus. They can also tap into the portrait mode available on these iPhones to help highlight a foreground subject. So, Camera Plus 2, as the sequel to the original Camera Plus app, which is still around, is $299. 2 tries to outdo its predecessor with most convenient controls, updated filters, an integrated light box, and simpler ways to switch camera modes. The app offers a friendly home screen with all the major controls easily accessible. With just a tap, you can jump into macro view or portrait mode. You can bounce between telephoto and wide angle. And on-screen slider lets you easily zoom in and out. You can change the aspect ratio with portrait to square to landscape, and you can opt to save a photo in RAW format. Other handy settings include grid lines, a leveler, and geotagging. Pretty neat stuff. Looking for the next. There we go. Story continues. Jumping from that one to Pro Camera. $5.99 is another advanced picture-taking app with a bevy of bells and whistles. From the home screen, you control the flash, snap a shot via the self-timer, adjust the exposure through an on-screen dial, or choose from different preset camera modes such as high dynamic range and low light. You can zoom in and out by moving a slider button. Another tap opens the room to an array of manual controls, allowing you to set the white balancing, adjust the ISO and shutter speed, enable anti-shake, turn on grid lines, and lock the focus and exposure. You can also change the format from JPEG to TIFF to HEIF to RAW. You can even reveal a histogram to finely tune the exposure levels. On an iPhone with dual lenses, easily switch among wide, telephoto, and dual modes. Moving on from there, we got Halide. $5.99 starts you off with a brief tutorial, a helpful touch since the screen can look perplexing at first. Right off the bat, you can easily tweak the exposure by moving your finger around the screen. You can also turn on a histogram to gauge your exposure adjustments. Next, try jumping from autofocus to manual focus by swiping left and adjusting an on-screen dial. With screen touches and pinches reserved or for exposure control, you tap a button to bounce between telephoto and wide-angle view on an iPhone with dual lenses. From here, you can set up the white balancing and tweak the ISO numbers to further fine-tune the exposure. Moving on from there, you have somehow I've lost the headlines. ProCam 5. Looking for the ultimate adventure in manual camera apps? ProCam 5 delivers for $5.99. This app packs in all advanced controls you'll ever need. Fire up ProCam 5, but don't be afraid. Yes, the screen looks intimidating with so many controls and settings visible off the bat, and even more tucked away. I had to spend a lot of time with the app before I could do more than scratch the surface. To help you along, ProCam displays tips that appear when you first try to use a certain feature or control. From the bottom bar on the main screen, swipe a dial to set the white balancing, ISO, focus, exposure, and shutter speed. At the top, you can play with the flash, set the image format, and switch lenses on a dual lens iPhone. Another toolbar at the top displays the current settings for its app, such as the flash exposure levels, so you know what you're getting. So lots of options there for you folks. It's funny, we're at the point where SLRs are becoming less and less necessary. They're still nice to have, but more and more you're doing that for spot options rather than for the common use. And your phones now are becoming the SLR of the future. And so check them out and learn about all the different options. We keep one, well, like we were just talking about, where people are taking photos with the photo app that's already built into the phone. Many people are taking photos with just the automatic settings. You're missing out on all the other opportunities to make some really cool photos at some point by blurring and stuff like that. Check it out. Try things out. It's free. All you have to do is delete the stuff that you don't like. It's very simple. So give it a shot. Have some fun. It's time for us to take a news break. We'll be back with more of Tech Today in a little bit.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and Republican House lawmakers are going to be meeting today to discuss immigration. That as criticism is growing to a fever pitch over the administration's zero-tolerance policy at the border and its continued separation of children from their parents. A White House spokeswoman, though, this morning continued to defend that policy, Mercedes Schlapp telling reporters,
"We have two House bills going through Congress. This is an opportunity that would close these legal loopholes as well as secure the border wall funding and also take care of the DACA issue. The president has come up with a very strong compromise when it comes to this issue and a generous one in terms of immigration reform, and it's time for the Democrats to come to the table."
President Trump now planning to slap yet more tariffs on Chinese goods, on another 200 billion of them. The Chinese saying they're disappointed but will retaliate. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump saying making plans to add a space force to the U.S. military
is not only a matter of national identity, but a matter of national security.
The president speaking during a meeting yesterday at the White House of the National Space Council, saying he has ordered the Pentagon
to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a space force as the sixth branch of the armed forces.
Down here on Earth, President Trump is moving to hit China with yet more tariffs, ordering his trade office to look for $200 billion worth of products for additional tariffs at a rate of 10%, saying the new sanctions are aimed at, again, trying to get China to change what he sees as unfair trade practices. The Commerce Department saying housing starts in May came in at an annualized rate of 1.35 million, stronger than industry analysts had predicted. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In case you've been wondering, the Kilauea volcano is still erupting on Hawaii's Big Island. Lava that's been flowing now for more than a month has formed a massive river of 2,100-degree molten rock that is traveling to the sea. The lava's been getting hotter, causing it to flow much faster than those first eruptions in May. And hundreds of homes have now been destroyed, and volcanic fog containing dangerous acid is still a big threat in some areas. The city of Charleston, South Carolina, is considering issuing an apology for its role in slavery. The city council is today to discuss that proposal, which notes the city's past regulation and support of human bondage. The National Park Service claims that 40% of Africans sold as slaves in North America came through Charleston. Discussion of the proposal coming on what is known as Juneteenth, an annual holiday marking the final end of slavery in the United States in 1865. And last night was the MTV Movie and TV Awards, and Black Panther was the big winner, the film snagging four awards, including Best Movie. Black Panther also scored Best Hero, Best Villain, and Best Performance in a Movie. The big winner for TV was the Netflix series Stranger Things, which picked up Best Show, Best Performance in a Show, Best Musical Moment, and Most Frightened Performance. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We're back. Welcome back to Good Morning Tech Today on HuntingJimRadio.com. Getting myself all mixed up. Where we talk about the latest tech apps, buying advice for hardware and software. And some of them are as innocuous and simple as your TV set. It's funny, I was laughing with Al War the other day. We continue to evolve our technology, and somehow we get it cheaper. But in certain cases, we have actually reduce the quality of what we receive. Yes, we're getting it cheaper, and it's evolving so fast. But we now have to buy certain things in a distributed package in order to accomplish the same things. What am I talking about? Well, one of them is telephone, right? The telephone. We used to just buy a rent a telephone from the Bells, the Baby Bells, and we'd plug it into our wall, and that would be it. We'd pick up the phone, it would ring, and we'd talk. Now, we wanted cheaper phones, right? It used to cost us $70 a month for that phone. And we eventually came up with, and we also wanted to be portable and cordless. So we got the cordless phones. And when we got the cordless phones, we were able to walk around the house. But all of a sudden now we've thrown where we had the original phone wired, and it wired to a handset, you'd hear quality. You'd hear good quality sound. Now we got a cordless phone. Now we've introduced air and radio waves in the middle of it. So The voice comes to the base unit of the cordless phone, and then we walk around with the handset that's cordless, and we throw in this new challenge, which is somehow to get the quality voice that used to be over right at the phone, somehow jumping to the headset as I'm walking around the house. And the further you get away from the base station, the worse it gets. And the blame's on you, right? You're moving away from the thing. Or the batteries are starting to get low, and that's causing the problem as well. Now, we throw in voice over IP. And don't get me wrong, voice over IP is a great technology, but you got to admit, compared to hooking it up to Ma Bell, the quality of voice over IP is not very good. And there's so many different variations as to why it's not very good. And that's what's happening. Well, I digress. So now we move on to TVs. We used to have a console TV. It was a piece of furniture, one of my friends says. It had speakers on it built in, and the thing was indestructible. Now we got a flat screen TV, which we love, and we got more real estate in our living room, and we can make the size of this TV enormous. But one of the funniest things that happened with TVs is that the speakers disappeared. So now you have this great TV with this great video, and you can't hear anything because they don't build any speakers into it. So now, in order to get that nice TV quality all the way around, you need to buy some speakers. Well, there's an article here to help you with that. CNET published an article that says a $55 fix for your TV's terrible speakers. The Bohm B2 soundbar should be a big step up for your TV watching experience and its Bluetooth speaker, too, plus a sweet deal on folding Bluetooth keyboard. So, this is written by Rick Broida on June 19th on CNET. He says, Rick's words to live by. Always use a password manager. Always use a phone mount in the car. And never settle for your TV's built-in speakers. Rick was reminded of this last week while visiting family this weekend. Beautiful cottage, wonderful company, and a TV that no one could hear. Why were people watching TV? Well, there's some elder folks that like to watch TV. They like to watch their shows, especially in the evenings. So, as he noted many times in the past, even the best TVs tend to have poor built-in speakers, in part because they're facing down or backward, and in part because there's no little room inside those very flat panel cabinets. That's right. We wanted flat TVs. Now how do you get a speaker inside? You can't. So they're being pushed down or bounced around. So instead you get a sound bar to enhance that sound quality. An external speaker for TV. This one that he's talking about is the Bohm, B-O-H-M, B2, 60-watt Bluetooth soundbar, $55 shipped, originally sold for $200. The B2 is fairly straightforward soundbar, one that supports Bluetooth 4.0, coaxial auxiliary, and optical inputs. Regarding its Bluetooth connectivity, that's definitely suitable for connecting to things like phones and tablets for music. If your TV has Bluetooth as well, you should be able to pair the B2 with wireless TV audio. I say should because I've seen anecdotally that not all Bluetooth-capable soundbars work well with all Bluetooth-capable TVs. I'm with you there, Rick. Audio lip-syncing is often an issue. But Bohm specifically lists this as one of the TV connectivity options, and again, you should be fine. Beyond that, you get 60 watts of audio goodness and three sound modes, movie, music, and night. CNET hasn't reviewed the B2, and I will note that the Amazon customer rating averages out at 3.9 stars, which strikes me as somewhat cautionary. But after looking through those reviews, I can't quite pinpoint a single complaint or issue. A few folks mentioned volume problems. But overall, the reviews seem pretty glowing. And hey, that's spending just $55, not $200 or $100 or even $75, which is what you're often going to pay for similar products. Really, the only thing missing here is a subwoofer, but that's a nicety, not a necessity. Trust me when I say you don't believe the difference in TV quality once you switch over to this. So there you have it. It's an opportunity for you to get a sound bar for $55. How about a folding keyboard? Rick also is talking about this. So let's see what this is all about. Designed with phones and tablets in mind, the iClever keyboard can pair with Android, iOS, and Windows devices. To my thinking, it's the kind of thing you whip out when you have an impromptu need to take notes or want to compose a lengthy email. Situations when an on-screen keyboard just won't do. Some 700 plus buyers collectively rated this 4.4 stars out of 5. It's a good deal. You'll find this a good travel companion. So it's CNN's Cheapskate scours the web for great deals on PCs, phones, gadgets, and more. I'm trying to look at where the name of this is. Oh, iClever. BKO3W portable folding Bluetooth keyboard, $19.71 with a promo code of ICEBK03. Regular price is $28.99. So, I might look into that because I cannot type. I spend more time typing on my phone than I do anywhere else. It's really difficult to do. So, check it out. It folds up like a wallet style. It's pretty interesting. It's actually four pieces. So the letters fold around in a jagged manner, and it's a QWERTY keyboard, and it's pretty big. It looks like it's almost full size. So that would be quite helpful, and hopefully the tactile is good enough so that you know when you're typing and when you're not typing appropriately. You know that feeling when you thought you typed a key and you really didn't? That's pretty hard to do. So pretty neat stuff. So we've got a folding keyboard and for $19.71 and a Bluetooth speakers for your TV. Pretty good stuff. 10:43, we're going to take our final break of Tech Today. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com, WHCRDB, the voice of business. We've been talking about all sorts of different technology, and I'm going back to phones for a minute. Again, the one thing that's fantastic, that's interesting about phones is that as we, again, continue to improve them, the quality has somehow lacked. But there are other features that we received with them that, again, I'm taking for granted and I'm not talking about, but I love the fact that this article does highlight that. And it's a Time magazine article. It says that your iPhone will soon send your exact location to first responders when you call 911. This has been, we've had 911 for decades now, and every time they have to ask you your position. Well, it's finally time that our phones, which are smart enough to know where we are, can provide that information to the 911 system. iPhones will soon automatically share your location with first responders when you call 911, thanks to a new partnership with Apple and startup RapidSOS. Under the new system, iPhones will send their exact location to RapidSOS dispatcher, which will then forward the coordinates to local emergency response centers. That should make it easier for ambulances and paramedics to reach callers and save precious minutes of response time, potentially saving 10,000 lives per year, according to a federal regulator estimates. The new feature will be packaged as part of iOS 12 and iPhone software update due later this year. The existing 911 system was designed at a time when everyone used landlines and call operators could easily pinpoint phones' locations. Now, though more than 80% of 911 calls are made on cell phones in many parts of the country, according to the National Emergency Number Association. Cell phone carriers currently share location estimates with emergency dispatchers, but these can be off by as much as a few hundred yards. Apple says the location data cannot be shared if 911 has not been called, and that RapidSOS data will be separate from the held by cell phone carriers. RapidSOS is free for emergency response centers, but is currently used by less than half nationwide. The company expects this to increase to a majority of centers by the end of the year, according to the Wall Street Journal. So you can see how our phones have outgrown our emergency system. And although we have the capability, we still have to deal with the privacy issues. So RapidSOS is trying to solve that problem, and iPhone has got to put in implementations to interface with RapidSOS and help out in the manner in which we need to find and locate us. Pretty cool stuff. Last but not least, the world of travel. has been upended and disrupted by Uber and Lyft. And Google has provided us the ability to be... I was just laughing with somebody the other day. She was using her GPS, and she said, you know, we used to just walk around with maps all the time and how dangerous that is. Now we just get on our phone and get our GPS coordinates and go on. Well, Google has been instrumental in doing that, of course. But Google also was providing you public transportation, and also initially was offering Uber mapping on it. But it says, why did Google remove Uber booking from maps? In Yahoo Finance, published by Don Reisinger of Fortune yesterday. And it's probably business. It says that... Google has offered one of the easiest ways to book an Uber ride until now. The tech giant has quietly removed Uber ride booking from its Google Maps app on Android, CNET, and other news outlets reported Monday. When you try to book a ride in Google Maps now, you'll get a price range from Uber, Lyft, and other ride-sharing services, but you won't actually be able to book your Uber ride inside the app. Google hasn't discussed the move publicly and didn't respond to a Fortune request for comment on its decision. The company has, however, added a note to its Google Maps support page confirming its decision. Google added that you can still open the Uber app and request a ride in there once you find your route. In early 2017, Google added its ability to book an Uber ride to both the Android and iOS versions of its Google Maps service. Last summer, Google quietly removed the feature from its iOS app but kept it running in Android. By removing the Uber app booking option from Google Maps, the search giant has effectively demoted Uber to the same standing as Lyft, Get, Juno, and other companies. Google never offered direct booking to other services. It's unknown, however, whether Uber's status as previous app versions translated to more booked rides. So it's a business decision, and Google, quite honestly, shouldn't be making a decision, a biased decision, without any partnership. So I kind of like the fact that it removed it. It still gives you the ability to see it, but you get to choose the ride you want rather than being swayed right off the bat. So pretty happy that Google did that, even though it did it quietly. You get the sense that there might have been some type of communique from the other ride-sharing services saying that there was a bias there and there could have been potentially a lawsuit. You don't know. But Google should be agnostic unless there's some built-in partnership that's going on there. Last but not least, Microsoft buys a classroom video startup with 20 million users as it pushes against Google. This is on Business Insider, and it says that Microsoft has announced the acquisition of Flipgrid, which is a Minneapolis-based educational software startup, as it pushes against Google and Apple for the classroom. If you've never heard of Flipgrid, there's plenty of healthy chance that the kids in your life have. It has 20 million users all over the world, including teachers, students, and parents, from pre-K all the way up to PhD candidates. In its three-year lifespan, Flipgrid has raised a modest $17 million in venture capital. For Flipgrid customers, the biggest change is that service will now be completely free for schools, just like Microsoft's own Office 365 for Education Productivity Suite. That's down from the current price of $1,000 a year per school. Flipgrid is somewhere between a social network and a homework assignment board. A teacher can set a topic, like who's your favorite artist and why, and students record short video messages in response. Those responses are viewable by the rest of the class and can garner responses of their own. Students can even attach files like a book report or a snippet of a computer code and discuss those. It's simple, but apparently addictive. Much like LinkedIn, Flipgrid will be managed as an independent subsidiary of Microsoft. This means no big changes are on the horizon and no plans to cut support for Flipgrid's integration with non-Microsoft tools like Google Classroom, though it already integrates with Microsoft Teams and other Microsoft tools. It's going to be Flipgrid, and we're going to be out there serving Flipgrid customers, says Joey Tarrelson, VP of User Engagement on the startup. So there you go. Microsoft is moving into the classroom, starting to be more entrepreneurial and more community-minded as it goes along. Well, folks, time for me to finish up here. Do not fear technology. We'd like you to use it, understand it, and embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening for Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For a second day, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz is on Capitol Hill answering lawmaker questions about his report, which finds the FBI mishandled the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Republican Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee Bob Goodlatte opening the hearing moments ago.
Why should Americans care about what we're talking about here today? Because our Constitution guarantees equality under the law. But as the IG report describes, DOJ and FBI did not treat Mrs. Clinton like any other criminal suspect and did not follow standard investigative procedures in exonerating her.
A group of Amazon shareholders urging the CEO, Jeff Bezos, to stop pitching the company's facial recognition tool to law enforcement agencies, saying it could ultimately violate civil and human rights. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A federal judge throwing out a Kansas law requiring voters to show proof of citizenship. The judge ruled that the law violated the 14th Amendment and the National Voter Registration Act. Under it, people had to show a passport, birth certificate, or other proof of citizenship to register to vote. Amid great debate and in some cases outrage at a White House zero-tolerance policy for illegal immigrants coming across the border from Mexico with children, resulting in the separation of the kids from their parents, Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says cooler heads should prevail. He says there should be a compromise that could be reached.
We don't want to break families up, but we do want to make sure that if people are caught coming here illegally, they show up for their court date. That's the dilemma. So if a family is caught at the border, a mother and father and the children. What I want to do is make sure they stay together, but the parents show up for the hearing and they get deported together if they broke the law.
He was speaking last night on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.